the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. Say, here's a timely suggestion which Lum and Abner have asked me to make to all you mothers and dads who have sons in the service. Now, you want that son of yours to have as many of the conveniences of home as he can while he's in the service, don't you? Well, then the next time you send him a box of good things to eat and smokes, be sure to tuck in a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets. If you just do this, then you'll have the peace of mind that comes with knowing that he's ready for quick relief for headaches, for acid indigestion, for aching muscles, and other similar common ailments, just as he would be if he were at home. Your son will really appreciate your thoughtfulness, because even if the camp authorities are taking every precaution to make sure he's well cared for, there are bound to be times when he'll need the quick relief that Alka-Seltzer offers. And he can't just walk out to the nearest drugstore to get a package, as you can. So remember, the next time you send your son, your nephew, or your grandson in service a box of good things, be sure to put in an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets. I'll bet he'll write by return mail to thank you for your thoughtfulness. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner and Cedric now own the Professor Hinkledorf property, having purchased it at a delinquent tax sale for the paltry sum of $24. They plan to use the buildings on the farm to house their ever-increasing stock of rabbits and hope to grow enough alfalfa on the place to feed them. As we look in on the little community today, we find the threesome over at their newly acquired property inspecting it for the first time. Listen.
Yeah, this is the kitchen. Yeah, it looks like a pretty good stove there.
Yes, but it's a wonder somebody never stole it. Been sitting here for 2 years.
Well, folks around here is pretty good about that, Cedric. Never bother other folks' property.
Well, sir, I believe we made a pretty good deal, Mr. Lum.
Oh, my, yes. Furniture in this house here is worth more than a gift for the whole farm. House needs a little fixing up, but naturally it would be sort of run down, nobody looking after it for a couple of years.
Everything on the place goes with it, huh?
Yeah, bought it for the taxes. That's the way Uncle Henry Lunsford bought that place of his over across the river. And that's one of the best farms in this place.
Tom, I want to show you something here.
What is it?
Was that there Professor Hinkledorf a doctor?
Not that I know of, why?
Yeah, well, come here and look. He must have been in awful poor health before he passed on then. There's a whole room full of medicine in here. Look at that.
Medicine?
Yeah, look in there.
Well, I do know.
Let me see.
Quit shaving, Cedric. That ain't medicine, Abner.
Huh?
Oh, this is more likely where the professor done his inventing. He was a scientific, you know. At least that's what everybody said.
Well, there's lots of folks that said that he weren't just right in his head, neither of them.
Oh, he was a curious sort of a fellow, all right, but smart as a whip.
Funniest looking bottles I ever seen.
Yeah, that's what they pour all them different things in. Then see what happens. And is there something I always wanted to be as a scientific?
Well?
I believe I had a turn for that, too, if I'd have just set my head and studied it.
Yeah, well, now, I wouldn't mess with that stuff, Lama. Might be some kind of acid there and burn yourself.
I ain't gonna get none on me. H2SO4. I reckon what that is.
What?
This bottle of Hattusafor, I reckon you pronounce it.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know.
I'm glad we found all this stuff. I might make a scientific out of myself yet. Try a few experiments.
Well, now, you better get somebody out here to tell you what all that stuff is long before you start fooling around with it.
HCL. This stuff looks good enough to drink.
Well, I wouldn't try none of it.
I never said I was going to drink none of it. I just said it looks good enough to drink.
Well, now, you oughtn't to say that in front of Cedric Long. He ain't got no more sense than to try it.
Well,
Nothing, Cedric. Just leave this stuff alone in here.
Oh, my goodness. This big ball's full of H2O, whatever that spells.
Well, set it down, Law. Easy. There's enough in there to blow this whole place up.
Yeah, I just got a notion that's powerful stuff there, that H2O. I've heard that name before someplace. Wish he'd have wrote the names on these labels to where we could read them.
Well, he was a foreigner sometime. Maybe he couldn't write in American.
Here's a bottle of Dangaroos, whatever that is. Ain't none used out of it.
Here, let me see, Cindy. Oh, dangerous is what that says. That's more like a poison, too.
Yeah, I see. Pitch it here, Abner.
Yeah, here.
Oh, I said pitch it, not throw it.
I just want to see if you're a good ball player. That's a good catch you made there, Long.
Nitroglycerin. If I'd have missed that thing, we'd have broke the whole bottle. And ain't been a drop used out of it, neither. Better put it up here, Cedric. Put it back on that shelf till we find out what it's for. Here.
Careful, Cedric. Get it.
Almost dropped it there once.
Oh, well, it wouldn't have hurt so much if he did, I reckon. I see another bottle of it sitting up there. We wouldn't have been out.
Well, Granny, I'm a good mind to bring an egg beater over here with me tomorrow and just pour a little out of every one of these bottles in together and mix it all up just to see what I invent.
Well, I don't know how you know what it was after you done it.
Try it out and find.
Well, I ain't gonna drink nothing that you mixed up, Long.
Cedric, put that down.
Well, I ain't gonna drink it. Don't hurt to just smell it, does it? Oh. Stuff hurts to smell. Hurt me clean up my head.
Well,
I see. Oh, no wonder. That's ammonia. That don't hurt you.
Yes, it will, too. I might not have died from it once. I had double ammonias.
That was pneumonia you had.
Oh, this is the old kind, huh?
This is ammonia. Folks smell this when they faint.
Well, I fainted once, and I never smelled none of it.
I mean, oh, for goodness sake. Cedric, put that down. You better just get on out of here. You got no business messing around with this stuff unless you know something about scientifics.
Well, go on out and look the rest of the place over, Cedric, and see what else we got in on a deal. Look everything over good.
Yes, ma'am.
See if you can find some place to put the rabbits.
Well, there's a barn out there. I'll look it in.
Yeah, well, that ought to make a good place, Cedric. That'll be the place for him. Build some pens or in a barn.
Anything to get him out of here.
Yeah, he's a nuisance hanging around in here.
Yeah, I was scared to death he dropped that bottle of nitroglycerin a minute ago. Cut his hand.
Yeah, by now, he ought not to have thrown it at him so hard.
What's this?
I don't know. Don't it sing on there?
Yeah, it says dangerous. Don't mix with water.
Wonder what it do.
I don't know, but I don't see how water could hurt it.
Why, me neither. Little water never hurt nothing. But I reckon it must have, or he wouldn't have put that warning on there.
Hey, I'm just curious to try that and see what would happen. I wish they wouldn't put signs like that on bottles. Things like that just tempt me. I just got a hankering to see what's in there.
Well, now, put it down, Mom. Don't fool with it. Might ruin it to put water in there, weaken it.
Yeah, might. But I'd still love to find out. Just because they put that sign on there not to do it, I reckon. Just like putting up a sign, fresh paint, don't touch. I'll touch it every time. Just can't keep my fingers off of it.
Yeah, fella will. Down there at Moore's Moots' barber shop, they just ruined that barber for his. Put on one coat of paint there and never put no sign on it. They never bothered it, and then put on a second coat and put a sign up there, wet paint, don't touch, and they just ruined it.
Had to paint it over. Leave the sign off.
Yeah, sure, that's funny looking stuff here. Reckon what this is, Long. Here.
Strychnine.
Huh?
Don't eat none of that. I know that's poison.
It is.
Yeah, better set that thing up on the shelf or Cedric won't get in it. He might think it's powdered sugar or something. Eat a bait of it.
Yeah, well, if you want my notions, Lom, I believe we better put a lock on this door and just keep him out of here is what we better do, Cedric, because you know that boy, he's the curiousest one human that ever drove there.
Might get in here and drink some of it and make yourself sick.
Oh, he'll drink or eat anything he can get in his mouth, you know, Cedric.
I just love to be in a place like this and tinker around us. Pour stuff together.
Yeah, well, don't start pouring nothing together. Just put that cart back in that bottle now, Long.
I'm just still curious about this stuff in here.
Just put the bottle down and leave it alone. You're looking at that thing on fire like a bird dog on a covey of birds.
don't mix with water. Now, I reckon why? Just give me one reason.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about such as that at all.
Got that don't written big letters. Don't mix with water. I'd give $500 if I had it just to put a little water in there and see what would happen. Curiosity, I reckon, but I can't help it. Don't mix with water.
Wait a minute. Was that Cedric?
Mr. Long, Mr. Abner, come out here quick.
Oh, my goodness. Reckon what's happened now?
I don't know, but I better get out there quick. No telling what he's in.
I'm coming, Cedric. I'm coming. Well, where are you, Cedric? What's the matter?
Come here quick, Mr. Abner. I want to show you something here in the barn.
Well, what is it?
We got an automobile, too.
An automobile?
Come here and look in the shed.
What?
It's a Sudan, too.
Well, good for us.
Toilet is all flat, but outside of that, it looks pretty good.
Hey, Doggy, we're finding more stuff around here. We did make a good buy when we got this place, you know.
That's fine. We sure did. There it is, sitting right there.
Well, what do you know about that?
I never even know it went with the place.
Why, no. That'll be just the thing to haul the rabbits around in, you know what, Cedric?
Yes, well.
Build a little old truck body of some kind on there to haul
it. Well, I'd rather leave it like it is. I love them Sudan.
Oh, it's awful pretty. Yeah, it's awful
pretty. Fix it up when I get time. Buy some secondhand cars somewhere.
S-A-X-O-N. Saxon. Them's pretty good cars, ain't they, Cedric?
I don't know. That's the first one I ever seen. Looks pretty good, though.
Well, sir, I recollect now seeing the professor driving around in this. I know we can use it to deliver groceries at the store, too, Cedric. Oh, my goodness, what was that?
Sounded like an explosion. Wait a minute. Look up at the house, Mr. Abner. Smoke coming out of the windows up there.
Oh, my goodness. Come on quick, Cedric. I ought to have more sense than to leave Lum in there by himself. I might have known he'd try it.
Well, there's one thing sure. Even with all their ups and downs, Lum and Abner seem to get a lot of fun out of life. And Alka-Seltzer's a lot like that, too. It can help you get more enjoyment out of life. Now, that's what you want, isn't it? Well, here's one way Alka-Seltzer can be a big help to you and every member of your family in smoothing out the rough spots. Everybody likes to have a good time, to go to parties with their friends, enjoy good food and lots of it, and in general have just as good a time as possible. But how easy it is to overdo it. So listen, whenever you forget, when you let yourself go and have too good a time, be sure to remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer and you should find, as thousands of others, that it offers the kind of relief you want for headaches, for acid indigestion, for distress after eating and morning after misery, when you want it most. Just ask your druggist about Alka-Seltzer and see what he says. Then buy a package, take it home, and never be without one handy again.